Lesson 3. How forget back up if you fail? What it means forget back up? If you make somebody learn forget back up means that they understand that they will fail sometime. You only get a skill for experience. Just like how a child can't learn to walk without a fall down, same way so, he can't get success in a life if he not face problems sometime. Why important forget back up? Some children get discouraged when they not got success in a something, when then they face tough situations, or when others find fault with what they do. Others give up completely, but they need to understand their facts. We know I always got success in everything we do. Everybody want go through tough situations sometime. You could only improve if somebody tell you what you do wrong. When one child learn to get back up after one tough situation, that will help her to feel like he could handle any kind of problem in her life and got success. How to teach a child to get back up when your child fail? Bible principle. The righteous one might fall down 7 times, but for sure he won't get up again. Proverbs 24:16. Help your child to know whether one problem really serious or not. For example, what you want to do if you fail one test at school? He might give up and say, I don't know if you do nothing. I always fail. If you teach a child to get back up, you need to help him to think about how he could do better next time. In a this way, he want try to solve the problem instead of get sad. At the same time, not fix the problem for your child. Instead, help your child to find one way to solve it itself. You might ask him, what you could do to understand the subject when the teacher better? When bad things happen. Bible principle. You no even know what will happen tomorrow. James 4:14. We can't predict the future. One person could be rich today and poor tomorrow. One person could be healthy today and sick tomorrow. The Bible say, the person who run fast not always win the race, nor the strong one win the war, because time and things where they not expect affect all of them. Ecclesiastes 9:11. As one parent, you might do all way you could to protect your child from danger. But to tell the truth, it's not possible to protect them from all of the problems in a life. Of course, your child might not old enough to know where he feel like to lose one job or to get money problems. Still, you could help him to deal with other problems. For example, if he and a friend fall out, or if one family member dead. When somebody tell your child that he need to do better. Bible principle. Listen to counsel so that in the future you could get wise. Proverbs 19:20. When somebody tell your child that they need to do better in a something, that not because they want to hurt your child or make it get afraid, but rather, that person want to help your child to correct one action or attitude where he need to change. When you teach your child to accept correction, then the two are no benefit. One power named John say, if children not correct their own mistake then they will never learn. They want to jump from one problem to the next. And you want to spend your whole life to follow them to fix the problems where they cause. That make life miserable for the parents and for the child. How you could help your child for benefit when somebody tell them about something where you need for change? When somebody tell your child about something where you need for change, whether it's at a school or anywhere else, not say that the person never for correct her. Instead, you could ask your child, why you think they may correct you? How you could do better? What you want to do next time you're in this situation? So when somebody tell your child about something where he do or what attitude where he need for change, remember, he will help her now and when he grow up. The picture caption say, train your children for now. When one child learn from a mistake there and not give up, he will help her to learn new skills. I hope to be good at them even if they hard to learn. Additional information. Teach by example. I own up to my mistake then, or I blame others. I talk about the times I fail and where I learn from them. I tease others about for their mistake. This is the way some parents say. We never protect with children from every challenge or mistake. When I'm young, I may have to face them things and it may make me a better person. I feel like the two of our children then grow up to be good and balanced adults because we never spoil them. Jeff. When me and my wife may make mistake with our children, we would always say sorry. I believe that when parents make mistake, they should tell their children about similar mistakes where they may make in the past. I help their children to see that mistakes are just part of life. James. End of the article.